O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Hebrews 9, verses 24 through 28. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Jesus Paid It All by the band Kings. Though a familiar melody, this almost melancholy interpretation with a backdrop of darker strings and piano brings intense focus to the powerful sacrifice of our Savior.
Savior, say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all, all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
Hebrews 9, verses 24 through 28. For Christ has entered not into holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true things, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself repeatedly, as the high priest enters the holy places every year with blood not his own. For then he would have to suffer repeatedly since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him.
Perhaps you saw the small-scale models of SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. They were representations, copies, if you will, of the real thing that was built in Inglewood. And yet the models couldn't convey the awesomeness of the edifice. Those who first saw SoFi said, "It's an architectural marvel, the eighth wonder of the world. It'll take your breath away." According to Hebrews 9, the old covenant temple and the Holy of Holies within it were mere copies of the real thing, God's presence in heaven. In the Old Testament, the high priest entered with the blood of a sacrificial animal to cleanse the people of their sins and his own, because everything and everyone needed purification to meet with the holy God. But this was only symbolic, pointing forward. It was never complete, but copies of the true things. Verse 24 says, "But as it is, Christ has appeared once and for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by his sacrifice." And so it says he entered not the temple made with hands, but into the heavenly Holy of Holies to be our substitute, our representative. And the great high priest didn't offer a lamb. He was the Lamb of God. He atoned. He wiped out our sins. At the mercy seat, we could say that he is our mercy seat. Now, why all this talk about blood and sacrifice? Well, because God is so awesome, blindingly overwhelming in his goodness, that to get too close to him on our own would be like flying into the sun. We would be consumed because we're wayward and impure. Now, it might seem primitive to many, but all human beings are seeking to atone, to purify themselves. We see it in the so-called canceling of other people when folks on the other side of things don't measure up to your own convictions. Perhaps the obsession with pure foods and yoga and psychotherapy may also indicate that people are trying to cleanse themselves. And yet here, at the end of the ages, Jesus has done what we could never do, as one writer has said. As we die once and face judgment, Jesus died once so that we don't have to worry about judgment. Our sins have been atoned for. They have been wiped away, and so we will not be consumed, but welcomed. Hebrews 9 says that Jesus will return not to put away sins, but to save us fully and to usher us into heaven, the presence of our God. And so I encourage you to pray in these moments. Heavenly Father, thank you for my perfect priest, the Lamb of God. Please help me to wait for him eagerly. And may his loving sacrifice for me take my breath away and fill me with wonder.
Thank you.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. O God, whose blessed Son came into the world that he might destroy the works of the devil and make us children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that, having this hope, we may purify ourselves as he is pure, that when he comes again with power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.